honourable members will introduce themselves as we documents are on our tables and agenda. We are going to run on the as presented there. I will invite I'll invite members of Home Affairs to run on your introduction, and I'll come to members of the honourable members. Thank you.
Good morning, honourable members and colleagues. Firstly, I would like to tender the apology for the Minister of Home Affairs, who has a bereavement at her home. His mother passed on, and the Deputy Minister is abroad on official visit. The DG is also not here today. I'm here as the Acting Deputy Director General for Civic Services. My name is Norman Nganga Ramashia. I am with the three provinces that has been invited to come here today to present their provincial reports. I will start from my left. They will introduce themselves, and thank you very much, Chair.
Honourable Chair and honourable members, I'm Albert Matao. I'm the Provincial Manager for Home Affairs in Limpopo.
Morning, honourable members. My name is Machaya Tepelembiro from Limpopo.
Good morning, honourable members. I am Doris Chilwane, the District Manager for Ehlanzeni in Mpumalanga.
Good morning, honourable members. My name is Ndalisa Chele, the Provincial Manager of Mpumalanga Province.
Good morning, honourable Chair and members. My name is Patrick Williams. My permanent role is Chief Director of Civic Services Support, but I'm here as the acting ex-acting provincial manager of Mpumalanga.
Good morning, honourable members. My name is Baba Zambaka. I'm responsible for operations in Tshwane Metro.
Good morning, honourable members. My name is Mamukubu Mwekesi. I am the provincial manager, Gauteng.
Morning, honourable members. My name is Senzo Zondi, PLO to Deputy Minister Home Affairs.
Morning, Chair. Magua here, PLO Minister's Office.
Honourable members, my name is Musi Njoko. I'm representing the Intergovernmental Relations of the Department of Home Affairs National.
Okay, thank you. Can you go back to the introduction there, Mr. Williams?
So I was acting provincial manager for the month of August, and the permanent provincial manager is here. Maybe I should have used that word, previous provincial manager, acting from Mpumalanga.
You must make life easy for you, because you are introducing yourself to members of the... Can you introduce yourself?
I'm Patrick Williams, Chief Director, Civic Services Support. That's what I'm currently.
Thank you, Home Affairs team. I'll request honourable members to introduce ourselves. I've already introduced myself, Musa Chabane, the acting chair of Portfolio Committee. Thank you.
Good day. Colleagues, my name is Adrian de Ruiz.
Good morning, everyone. I am Angel Kanyile. I'm a member of this portfolio committee, and I'm coming from Mpumalanga. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Joe McLua. I'm a member of this committee, Kedulako Northwest.
Good morning. My name is Laura Totito, the member of this committee.
My name is Weyani Pambo.
Mm. morning. my name is Mika Matlaule from the African National Congress.
Kobotile Janji, ANC.
Bernice Swartz, ANC.
Morning, everyone. Becky Hatebe, ANC.
Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Edima Tunsi. I'm the committee secretary.
Good morning. Adam Salmon, content advisor to the committee.
Good morning. Nandi Bamakakwana, committee assistant.
Thank you, colleagues. Honorable members, your apologies have been noted from the department. If I will establish apologies from our committee, Mr. Matons.
Morning again. I've got an apology from Advocate Bongo, since it's not well. And then Ms. Lehuase, Mr. J.J. Marke, and Ms. Van der Merwe. Those are the only apologies that I received today.
Thank you. All apologies noted. There's only also two apologies that some of our members will be joining other committees from here. We'll run straight from the presentation. We'll invite Limpopo to run on our presentation. Thanks. Honorable Matlu?
Yeah, thank you, Jefferson. Before we go through the presentations, I would like to suggest or appeal to the committee for us to have kind of a specific format of reporting. Going through all of these reports, it seems to differ quite a lot, and there are important information in some of the provinces that is absent. For example, the APPs of some of them, and you know, their targets and how they speak and address them. And very much so, we had a closing portfolio committee last year. There were resolutions being taken. We have Gauteng, and there are no reports on stuff that is outstanding. So I would like if your office can work on a format to say we need, if you come and report on these matters. Yeah, outstanding matters. We cannot create a situation where we have a report where people present to us their own wisdom to say this is what is important for you. I think we must give direction as the portfolio committee, safe to say, from a very fresh oversight of what is transpiring in specific the Gauteng that we've been. Thank you.
Noted, Honorable Matlu. I think we'll have a summary on how we're going to run after all the presentation has been done. You are invited to Limpopo. Thank you.
Honorable Chair, my presentation will cover background. I'll also address issues that help to
see. Okay, sorry. Yeah, just present.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Honorable Chair, the presentation will cover the background and some of the updates. On the APP, I will address issues that talk to civic services, and then I will also address issues that talk to immigration services. I'll touch base with issues that talk to finance and supply chain, and I will also address issues that talk to human resource. Chairperson, first, in terms of the background, the province of Limpopo is found in the northern part of this country. When we look at the total area, it occupies 125,754 kilometers, and then this then forms part of the whole country. It takes 10% of the whole square kilometers of the country. In terms of the population, Honorable Chair, the province accounts for 5.7 million people, in line with the report of Stats SA. The province has got Africans, white Indians, and Asians. The dominating population is the population of Africans. There are three countries that are bordering the province, Honorable Chair, is Botswana, Zimbabwe, and Mozambique. The capital city of the province is Polokwane, which is found in the middle of the province. The language spoken, Chair, is Sepedi, Xhosa, and Tshivenda, Afrikaans, and other languages. The dominant language is the dominant group, or the language is Sepedi. Now, in terms of the demarcation, the province have got 5 district municipalities with 25 local municipalities. Capricorn have got 4 municipalities, and in Mopani as a district we've got 5 local municipalities. Kukuni have got 4, Waterberg has got 5, and Vembe has got 4 municipalities. In terms of the organogram, Honourable Chair, the province have got 5 districts, but currently in terms of our capacitation, we only have got 2 districts that are capacitated. The other remaining districts are districts that do not have appointed district managers. The summary also reflects the total number of offices that are found in each district with the inclusion of the mobile units which are currently in action. Now, in terms of the demographics, I've highlighted here in the local municipality together with the population within each local municipality. And then I've also included the map, Chair, that reflects the province as and its layout. There are 3 colors. One color, which is green, reflects the number of offices in each district municipality, and then the number of hospitals and also the population as outlined on the map. And then in terms of the population, the 5.7 million, Chair, we have got Vembe as one of the provinces that constitute the largest population, followed by Capricorn, and then with Skukuni having the least number in terms of the population. Now, in terms of the footprint, Chair, Capricorn as a district have got 25 offices, which includes 10 health facilities, and then Waterberg has got 16, Skukuni 15, Mopani 16, Vembe 20. And then in terms of the total number of offices, including mobile offices and health facilities, the province is accounting for 88 offices. Now, on civic services, Chair, then we've got 21 offices which are modernized. Those are the offices that are running the smart card services that have got live capture. But we still have got some of the offices that are not modernized. For instance, if we look at Capricorn, we only have got 3 offices that are modernized, and we still have got 4 offices that are not modernized, which means that these are the offices in Capricorn that are not issuing smart card services. And one of the challenges why we still have them not modernized here is that their infrastructure is really bad. It doesn't really allow us to be able to roll out the system within those offices. We've got some of the districts that have got all their offices connected, like the Waterberg, all their offices are on live capture together with Skukuni. It's only small offices within those areas that are not connected. So the list of offices, Chair, that I've mentioned as not modernized on the list are offices that by right in terms of the plan that we had as a department should have been modernized because they are district offices. Now, the slide that follows on page 14, Chair, is a summary of the achievements of the targets for the financial year 2019 and 2019 to 2020, which means that it's up to date. The targets that are contained in the APP that the province contributed to was birth registration. The target for 2018-19 was 109,420. The province, in terms of performance, managed to overachieve the target with 113,217. But now the target was a revised share of birth registration in 2019-2020 to 104,705. This has been revised share in line with the live birth, because now the determination of the target was aligned to the line birth in each province. So Limpopo is accounting for 104. Quarter one's target was 26,645. We managed to overachieve the target share with at 29,361. On the smart card, the target that we had in 2018 was 285,714. The province overachieved this target with an achievement of 365,514. And then this year, the target was a bit revised to 284,414. 483, and then quarter one's target was 73,966. The province further overachieved this target share with 80,959. The other targets that are followed are follows share are the immigration targets. Immigration had targets that talks to the issue of detected employers that were employing illegal foreigners in contravention with the Act. The province for the And then the target in terms of what we had as a province was that any employer who is found having employed illegal foreigners must be arrested, so we targeted 100%. So in terms of the numbers that we managed to arrest and prosecute as employers for the financial year 2018-19, we managed to prosecute 132 employers. And then with a target, an annual target of 100%, for quarter one share of this financial year, we've managed to prosecute 47 of the employers that are employing illegal foreigners. In terms of detection of the people that are illegal, for the previous financial year, the province managed to detect 9,500. And then for this financial year, in terms of quarter one, the province managed to detect 2,808. But now on the undocumented foreigners that were deported directly to their country of origin, the province during the financial year managed to deport 6,236, but for quarter one, we've managed to deport 1,501. These are the direct deportation where the province is deporting them directly to their countries, especially to the three neighboring countries that have I've highlighted your Mozambicans, your Botswanas, and your Lesothos, and also your Zimbabweans. These are the direct ones. And then we also had, we detected the undocumented, in terms of those that we took them to Lindela, repatriation for facility. The province last year managed to take 550 foreigners to Lindela. Chair, these are foreigners that are not from the neighboring countries. They are foreigners that are coming from the African countries, where we cannot just directly deport them by road. These are foreigners that are normally deported by air. This, and then we took them. We took 550. For quarter one, we took 85. In terms of the fraudulent marriages, Chair, and also the marriage of convenience, the province managed to deal with 18 cases, and those cases were finalized. And for this financial year, for quarter one, we dealt with only 5. In terms of our compliance with regard to the payment of invoices within 30 days, the province, the target is 100%. This one talks to having to make sure that service providers are paid within 30 days. We complied as a province, and we managed to make sure that we processed 2,600 invoices within the period of 30 days. We were at 100%, which means that all our service providers were paid in line with the 30 days period. For quarter one, we processed 473, and the 473 share were paid within the 30 days. Now that was the summary of the previous and also to date. When I go into details looking at civic services, now on birth registration, which is slide number 60 on the summary of birth registration, we have got 45 hospitals, Chair, that are dealing with birth registration in the province. And all those 45 hospitals, Chair, that have been identified are connected, but the kind of connectivity is not stable. We are connecting them with the 3Gs, Vodacom, and also MTN in some other areas. But the challenge that we have got with this hospital, Chair, because of lack of capacity, by right, each and every hospital is supposed to have an official who will be running the operations of birth registration within that hospital. But the challenge that we have, Chair, in terms of staffing is that we only have, out of these 45, we only have 8 hospitals where we have got permanent appointments of officials. The other 37 hospitals, those are the ones that we're deploying officials to go and roam. What it means is that they'll go there in the morning, collect application, move to the other hospital, collect application, and make another round either in the afternoon or in the morning the following day, just to make sure that they give the certificates to those people. In areas where the system is up and running, then they will be able to make sure that they have got a program of at what time they are going to be arriving at those hospitals so that they can then provide service. But the challenge that we are having in terms of the hospitals is that there is serious lack of capacity in terms of having to appoint staff in all the hospital. In terms of the province, you have accounted for 619 officials. The 619 are officials that are specifically working within the civic services. Chair, the target for 18-19 in terms of hospital, the strategy that we have implemented as a department is that part of what we have strived for was to reduce the numbers in our offices, and also to make sure that we do not have children, I mean mothers with children still having to walk to our offices. Then we then strategized as a province together with others to make sure that birth registration takes place at the hospital. So which means that mothers that are giving birth don't have to move out of the hospital. But we still have got numbers here. If you look on the target that we had for the hospitals, we targeted 80,864 last year. But the achievement of children that were registered in hospital were at 98,371. But though we are encouraging registration at hospitals, we at times still have got cases where we've got clients that tend to go out of the hospital and still register their children at the offices. Though if you look at the number is very minimal, it's at 14,000. So in terms of their achievement for birth, in line with the summary, we have achieved this target as a province, and there is an indication that most of the births are being registered as hospital as opposed to offices. And this is really contributing positively, Chair, in terms of reducing the queues at our offices. Now, there is a slide, Chair, where there are challenges that has been highlighted, that is slide number 17, as to why are we not able to register all the births within 30 days. There are issues that continues to confront us, which are issues that talks to cultural tradition, where you cannot immediately register a child, where you find that the mother will still request that the child has to be named, then they will then be discharged out of the hospital before the child could even be registered, which talks to the naming. Because you find that as and when, because of our different cultures, as and when children are born, some of the parents, you find that they don't really have a name that they can then be able to give that child. So that then led them to leave. And the other challenge is that in some other customs, you cannot take a child out of the house before 30 days. And that then led to the spilling of some of these children being registered after 30 days, which then constitute towards late registration of birth. Another challenge that we are having, Chair, is with regards to the mothers that tends to be admitted at the hospital, where you find that it's young mothers who still do not have identity document. That in itself at times creates a problem, but there is a strategy that we're trying to implement as a department, because those people who, in most cases, you might find that some already have got birth certificates. But in some instances, you find that birth certificates are not even there. The other challenge that we have is that at times you find that biological fathers are not there to give consent. And that also creates a problem, where you find that some of those children tends to be released. But there are processes that we keep on doing as a department to make sure that our official visit to these mothers when they are still expectant, when they go for their session at the hospital, so that they can prepare themselves, so that on the day when they are basically going to give birth, then they can have all the documents. One challenge, Chair, that we still have is the issue of hospital